Hello, Mothership. This is Greg Dietering reporting in from Argentina. We are in the city of Río Gallegos, which is the most southern point you can get to before you have to cross a huge bay to get to Tierra del Fuego, where most people go down to Antarctica. So it's getting cold down here and very windy also, because of course they'll be going into the winter very soon here, being 6 months opposite of the U.S. But we had a great wrap up in Piedrabuena. We actually ended up speaking 3 nights in a row. They had special services for us, and they realized more and more the more we spoke, especially with young people involved who were all going, yeah, that's what you got to do. They know they have to change. The thing that's difficult down here is there's so many that are connected to denominations, mainly in the U.S., that even though they themselves are very out of the old structure, they run their services very old structure, which really pushes out all the young people, which, as we know, it's the last thing you want to do. So anyway, Piedrabuena was great. Encounters there, and I guess a lot of message received, and they were really begging us to come back soon again, even though it's been 15 years since we were there last time. Robert was there once with me, and we're down in Río Gallegos, like I said. Now, we really didn't want to leave Piedrabuena because we had nothing really lined up to do in Río Gallegos, but we knew we had to get here, and I'm flying back from here. But we still thought, well, maybe we're supposed to stay up there, you know, north of here in Piedrabuena a couple more days, certainly more comfortable, lots of things to do as far as messages to give, different people asking and giving us invites. But we prayed, and which went against our logic, and we knew we were supposed to leave early the last night we were speaking. So we got about 2 hours sleep, jumped on a bus, because there was no other buses later in the day, and came down to Río Gallegos with nothing on the agenda at all, with 4 days before it flew out. And all of a sudden, within 2 hours, we had all kinds of invitations and even the consortio of pastors down in the city of about 150,000 has invited us to speak. And by the time you should get that, should be speaking tonight. So that's a huge deal. And that's what happened up north. Unplanned, all of a sudden, all these pastors are wanting me to come and help them maybe figure out how they can get to unity, which has become my specialty, really, is that, and kind of how God started me out. But anyway, that's all I'll say about Piedrabuena. But thanks for praying for that. And I have a little segment here where Pastor Javier and his wife, Margot, which we would say Margot, are just giving a little thanks to the team that sent us down here. So they're just giving their appreciation, said that we were a huge blessing to them, and that they are thanking for all the team that sent us down there, with the resources and the prayers that enabled us to do that. Speaking a little bit, I give you a flavor of what I'm living in all the time while I'm down here, and then I'll get back and tell you a little bit more.
Bueno, gracias a Dios por Greg, por su visita que nos hizo. Fuimos edificados, bendecidos, consolados, confortados de parte del Señor a través de su vida. Así es que, bueno, fue muy grato volver a verle después de varios años. Y, bueno, siempre las puertas van a estar abiertas para Greg. Siempre, siempre que nos avise que viene, lo esperaremos, ya sea aquí o en otro lugar, va a ser bienvenido a nuestra familia. Mis hijos lo quieren, tanto a él como a Iván. Mis hijos, no sé, no son muy dados con gente mayor, pero con ellos se sienten muy a gusto. Así que también gracias por ese tiempo para mis hijos.
Amén. Bueno, agradecerle al Señor en primer lugar por la vida de Iván, de Greg. Gracias al Señor por traerlos nuevamente después de tantos años. Bueno, para mí ha sido una bendición tenerlos en casa, de poderles servir, de poderles de alguna forma estar atento a sus necesidades. Y bueno, para mí ha sido un gusto, no ha sido una carga, sino una bendición. Amén.
So back to Rio Gallegos, where we are right now, city of about 150,000. When we left Piedra Buena, we had no idea, didn't have anything lined up, and then all of a sudden we have these things lined up. We should have spoken by the time you get this. So I'll be encouraging the young people, along with Yvonne, who really kind of gives a wrap-up and lets people know what I was trying to say if they didn't understand something I said, since I am not native Spanish speaker. Then after that, Tuesday, I'm going to be flying back to Buenos Aires. Yvonne's going to be taking about a 10-hour bus ride to get up to Sarmiento, Chubut, next province up. And then from Buenos Aires, I'll give a final wrap-up of how everything went in Rio Gallegos. And then I pray that I can grab a standby flight back on the 22nd. Hopefully, I can get back that soon. That's what I'm shooting for anyway. That's what the directive is. So, thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your resources. Thanks for everything that got us here. And everyone here thanks you for sending us. This is Greg. Blessings to you. Or as they say, a hug. Un abrazo from Argentina.